Leila, L-E-L-A, Elliott, E-L-L-I-O-T-T. Date of birth is 6/28/43. It's an 81-year-old woman, originally from Houston. She's a writer. She's divorced. She's been divorced for 20 years, and she was diagnosed with head and neck cancer in 2020, 5 years ago. She had a radical neck and has not been followed up by a physician. She has a very deformed face on the right side with a large mass that has returned under the mandible on the right side with severe pain in the mouth, keeping her from opening her mouth. She's lost over 20 pounds. She's not interested in going back to the doctor. She's in pain. She's crying. She's depressed and appears to be quite debilitated at this time period. Surgery, head and neck surgery and hysterectomy, allergy none. Family history of hypertension, diabetes, coronary artery disease. Medication, she's not taking any medications at this time. Vaccination, she has not had any vaccination for at least a couple of years. She's been pretty much homebound. Somebody in her apartment referred her to hospice and palliative care because of the amount of pain and discomfort she's in. She eats very little. She drinks liquids mainly. She's been given the options of going back to the hospital, but she has refused, period. Patient states that after her surgery, her mouth was deformed and she was able to eat very little at a time, but in the past few weeks to a month, she has lost ability to all eat most solid and now is only able to take liquids, hence the reason for the weight loss. She weighs probably about 110 pounds, but she didn't have much reserve left to lose, period. Period. An exam, the vitals are normal. /178/99, O2 side 96%, pulse is 100. Heart tachycardic, lungs, ronchi, shallow breath sounds, abdomen soft, scaphoid. Lower extremity, muscle wasting, skin shows no rash, oral mucosa with any lesion, neurological non-focal. Assessment, 81-year-old woman. Status post head and neck cancer with a new mass under the mandible on the right side, keeping her from eating. She definitely is suffering from failure to thrive, has had significant weight loss, severe pain, depressed, anxious, crying all the time. She has not had any repeat biopsy of the mass under her mandible to see whether or not this is cancerous. Nevertheless, she does not want to go back to the hospital, does not want to have repeat CAT scan or biopsy done, wants to be kept comfortable at home. Overall prognosis is quite poor. We'll have hospice and palliative care evaluate patient, discuss options with medical director regarding treatment for pain, anxiety, and nutritional supplementation as much as possible. Prognosis appears to be very grave. Thank you.